Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held this evening from now until 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 6, and again tomorrow morning from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93 of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77 of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center, died last Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86 of Richland Center. Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet, died Monday at home. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at Asbury Church in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Blue River Valley Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Asbury Church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in memory of Stephen and Susan Lewis. The Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family of Shirley Angela Lewis, 86 of Madison and formerly of Muscadet. Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison and formerly of Spring Green, died Tuesday at SSM St. Mary's Healthcare Center following an extended illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church from 4 to 6 Tuesday, and again Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Marcia L. Marty, 57 of Madison, and formerly of Spring Green. James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center, died Tuesday following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Thursday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 5 to 8. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for James F. Jim Patch, 84 of Richland Center.